الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون وصل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون أما بعد Respected elders and brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with Iman and Islam, has honored us with Iman and Islam. Umar radiallahu anhu used to say something to this effect that Allah ta'ala إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَىٰ عَزَّنَا بِالْإِسْلَامِ He has given us honor and respect through Islam. And if we choose any other way in any other life and any other lifestyle, then أَذَلَّنَا اللَّهِ Then Allah Ta'ala will disgrace us. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will disgrace us. So our honor, our respect is when we will practice 100% deen. If we abandon the deen and we live our life like the enemies of Islam are living, then we will find that we will become disgraced, dishonored, and kicked around like a football. Today what we are witnessing around us, where the Muslim life has become so cheap and people, their whole object, the only obstacle for them to get world domination is Islam and the Muslims. So their whole effort, their whole worry, their whole concern is how we can annihilate and destroy Islam and the Muslims. So we see it in front, it's happening every day, wherever, whichever part of the world you are going. Every day, how many Muslims are losing their lives? Not only in Gaza, but throughout the world. Sudan, in India, in China, in so many countries of the world. Muslims are being disgraced, Muslims are being killed, Muslims are being granted shahada. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had warned us that such a time will come on this ummah when the kuffar and the enemies of Islam will invite one another for the destruction of the Muslims. Like how you invite one another to meals. Like how you invite people to come to your home for meals. Such a time will come on this ummah when the non-Muslims will invite one another. They will form alliances like we see today. Everybody is getting together. And the Muslims themselves, 47 Muslim countries in the world, but nobody can do nothing. They are all witnessing this destruction that is happening to the Muslims. But nobody can lift a finger or even make a statement against them, because they all are afraid. They are full of fear. Whereas there was a time, in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, where Islam had conquered 2/3 of the world already. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also gave the reason why this is happening. Islamophobia, which is on the increase everywhere, throughout Europe, throughout America, wherever, even in South Africa, that you're a Muslim, you're a target. Why is this scenario and why is this situation? And it's not going to get better. It is going to get worse. So Sahaba were also worried. So they couldn't understand that how can this happen to the Ummah when we are one body. Al-Muslimun kal-jasadil wahid. We are like one body. If one part of the body pains, then the whole body feels the pain. So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they asked him that, awa min killatin ya Rasulullah, is this going to be the scenario? You see. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained before that you will be like the debris or the flotsam or like the froth on the flood waters. You know, when there's a heavy flood, heavy rains, then you see the rivers burst their banks and they take everything in its way. You see full of trees and what, even cars too. It will just drown everything and carry it. So you will be like the froth or the debris on the flood water or the flotsam, whatever you want to call it. So you will be worth nothing. That time, you will be just like dirt being pushed around and kicked around, like we see today. So they said, أَوَ مِنْ كِلَّةٍ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ, that will this condition come upon us because of our few numbers? Will it be because of we are in a minority? So he said, no, it will not be because of your minority, but you will be in large numbers. 2 billion Muslims can't do nothing for 2 million Muslims. 2 billion Muslims can't do nothing for 2 million. They said, no, it won't be because of that. It will be because of 2 things that will come into you, that you will lose this honor and respect of Islam and people won't look up to you. So he said, what is those? They asked, what are those 2 things? So he said, 2 things will come into you and you will, because of these things, you become zaleel, will become disgrace, you become dishonored, you will be kicked around from pillar to post. You say, what are these 2 things? So he said, hubbu dunya, that's the first thing, love of the world. Yani, the love of dunya and the things of dunya, wealth, property, bank balance, this, that, this will become the focus of the Muslims. Which you can see today. That 8 to 5, 9 to 11, or whatever, 8 to 8, 24 hours of our life, our worry, our concern, our focus in our life is just dunya. How much more I can accumulate? How much can I raise my status in society? How can I upgrade my car? How can I upgrade my home? How can I upgrade my cell phone? How can I, you know, get, we think that our honor is in the things of the dunya. But Allah has not kept that. So our whole worry and concern, day to day, month in, month out, we're just waiting for that paycheck. We're just waiting to check the figures. All time, this is our worry, our concern.
And in the process, we destroy our deen. You see, Sahaba, deen was in the heart, and dunya was in the hand. So whenever the taqaza or the need of deen came, then that was given preference, and dunya was put aside. We are the opposite. Dunya is in the heart. All day the worry and concern of everyone is just my dunya. My dunya, nothing must happen. Anything happens to my dunya, I feel the pain. My car was in a smash, or my car is stolen, or they broke into my house, or somebody stole something of mine, even a 10 rand too. It hurts us, it pains us. In our heart we feel the ache. You see. Why? Because that's our concern. That is our whole maqsad in life. That is the purpose of our life. So our minds and our hearts are only tuned to this. Deen, that's in our hand. When we get a chance on a Friday, then we'll come to the masjid and we'll mark ourselves present. Alhamdulillah, it's still good. But our focus is not on deen. Whether the other namazes I read for the day, whether I read the Asr namaz, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr, all are also for us. That concern is not there. Because I am too busy. This is my business time, this is my working time. So that I will leave out. When I have the time, when I have some, spare time or free time, then I'll do it. Making the zikr of Allah, reading Quran, learning deen, practicing on deen, it will depend on the season, and when I go to Makkah, Medina, then I'll see. Or in the month of Ramadan. But normally, my dunya is my focus, deen is by the way. So that is the one reason why we find ourselves in this condition. And the second reason is karahiyatul maut, that we dislike death. Whereas in the hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, al-mawtu jasrun yusilu al-habib ila al-habib, that death is just a bridge, it takes the lover to his beloved. Tuhfatul mu'min al-mawt, the gift for a mu'min is death. Because we look forward to the akhirah. Our life is for the akhirah. We're living for the akhirah. Nobody is living here forever. We have to prepare for akhirah. So death comes, it will come to everyone. But in what condition death comes, that is what we have to worry about. How we live. And how we live. Tamutun kama tuhyun. Tamutun kama tuhyun. You will die as you live. If you live in the obedience of Allah, if you look following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and deen is your priority, then you will die like that. وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. And the day of Qiyamah, you will be raised up like that also. You see, so Allah has given us the choice. We have to choose the right path. We have to enter into Islam fully. We can't have, this mentality that, I will do things when I want to and I'll leave things when I want to. It's not going to work. It'll bring about our doom and destruction. And the destruction of Akhirah is forever and forever. Dunya, the worst thing will happen, a person will die and that's the end of it. So a mu'min, a true believer, his izzat, his honor, his respect is in deen, is in Islam, is in iman, is in practicing as a Muslim, dressing as a Muslim. His focus is Islam and Iman. Then we can attain the success and the felicity of the Akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala give me first and all of us tawfiq to make amal. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.